My buddy Othello, who's a co-host on the show, he just hasn't been on in a bit. He said we need a real intro.
Oh, really?
He said we can't just play a song. If I recall, there were two things he cited. We need a real intro.
Okay.
And we can't make fun of our listener numbers.
Okay.
So, congrats to everyone who's been a part of it.
Yes.
This has been a long time coming. Papa's Basement just enjoyed its millionth download. And you were part of it.
Woo!
Everyone listening, you were part of it. Not you, Eva. You dumb bitch. The people downloading at home. Well, not you.
I listen to listen to me.
Oh, so your downloads do count.
Sure.
So the big 1,000,000.
That's
just
awesome.
Rolls off the tongue instead of saying a million.
It really does.
There you go. Millionth download. You happy, Othello? We lied. We destroyed the sacred trust we built with our audience. We lied to make them feel like we get numbers. You happy, buddy? You happy? All right. It's another episode of Papa's Basement. I'm John Papagiorgio, joined today by Eva Crickshin.
Hello.
Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Go there to find every episode we've ever done. But please don't do that and instead subscribe to us using the podcast app for Apple users. It's easy enough. The hard part's leaving a review for us, like even using the just giving us 5 stars. But to type a review, I think you need a PhD. You pretty much need to be Tim Cook or else you cannot figure out how to do it. And you can do Stitcher if you're a Droid user because you are cheap, foreign, or a nerd.
Yeah, who is Droids?
All my friends are like, it has a processor is 3% better than the Apple.
No, hi.
Who gives a crap? You know what? You pull out an iPhone, at least back in the day, a girl wanted to bang you. And I'm talking...
Is that an iPhone?
Yeah. Real American women. I'm not saying you have to pull this out in Thailand where they're like, oh, Daddy G.I. Joe, Daddy G.I. Joe, you have $17 and iPhone and, you know, you can marry her. Yes.
Yeah.
You are making a face like a Ho Chi Minh poster sprayed on the side of a building in Full Metal Jacket.
What was Krusty's character when he put it
I just remember he had the flapping dicky.
Yeah. It's the flapping dicky.
Oh, man. All right, folks. So it is April 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Evergreen episode.
Can I say happy birthday to Stephanie Sabelli?
Is that how this works?
I mean, she's one of our favorite listeners.
I remember when when I worked at the sports station, the Fan, and we had sports updates. God, was it the top and bottom of the hour? We had like a sports anchor who would just sit in the studio and wasn't part of the show. And it was very weird. And I remember, I'm not going to give her name, but just in the middle of it, we were...
Jugsy LaRue.
No. We were all just kind of on the fence about this chick. And in the middle of one of her sports reports, she's like, and a shout out to the littlest fan, my man such and such. Happy birthday.
I'd like to give a shout out.
Yeah. And you're like, that had nothing to do with anything. She was fired about 2 days after that incident.
Oh, am I fired now?
Can I fire you from something you don't get paid for?
Yeah.
I guess so.
All right. I'll see you later.
Well, folks, this is the world's shortest episode of Papa's Basement. Was that me giving you the old yeller?
That was me walking to the door, opening it up and shutting it.
I like it. Theater of the mind. That's what radio is. Well done. Well done, buddy.
Next week, we'll be reading War of the Worlds.
All right. So, Sabelli's birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
How old is the old battle axe?
31.
31.
I'm going to be on the wrong side of 30 May 13th, man.
I remember when you guys were 17.
Yeah, and you were hanging out with us when you were in college.
Yeah. Back when I pulled up, it went, all right, all right.
All right, all right, all right. He's here, guys.
Party at the Moon Tower.
Party at 13112 Penny Packer.
Oh, God. Yeah. All right, Sabelli.
Well, there you go. I promised her I would.
So old.
Stop it.
So old.
You look nice. You get your beard trimmed?
If you mean, did I take my little hair clipper and stand with like my chin over the toilet like I was going to vomit into it and shave myself? Yes.
No, you're all like, your hair looks nice.
I got the hair cut. I didn't know if I had seen
I saw you. You got like the sides done and it's a little poofy on top.
Yeah.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
I was going to call it the Jew's flat top because it's shaved on the sides and then the top is like a square like Johnny Unitas except...
Shave those sideburns!
Yeah, except it's
oh,
like,
no, that's totally the wrong person.
That's Donnie Mattingly.
That's Don Mattingly.
Yeah, but the hair is mashed together like a jet black spaghetti.
Yeah, that was strike two for me.
You're treading some thin ice, Missy. Some thin ice. We can do a whole rant on how April 1st, April Fool's Day,
right,
ruins the internet. We can keep it short and sweet, but the internet is unusable on April 1st. It's ungoddamn usable. Everyone thinks they're that...
hilarious!
Yeah, yeah. I was not big on every prank I saw.
I didn't really... I don't know. Maybe I just... Maybe I was so busy yesterday, I didn't really go on Facebook or anything. Why? Did you get pranked?
Just via the websites I visit. My mom went for like a low level one where she's like, I won $50 via a scratcher.
And not.
Yeah. I was just like, yeah, April Fools, get me my salad, bitch. Because I'm demanding, but I'm trying to lose weight.
So. Yes. You know what my dad usually does? And he didn't do it this year. Single tier rolls down. He would always put peanut butter on the toilet seat. Because it kind of looks like poop, but it kind of doesn't.
It really doesn't.
Yeah, I know. But he thought it was the funniest thing when I was growing up.
Peanut butter on the toilet.
Like, just, he would take like a little tiny bit and like wipe it there like someone forgot to take a big chunk.
You did like two fingers like an Indian brave smearing war paint on his face. Like, he would just smear peanut butter,
like a scoop of peanut butter, and put it on the toilet seat.
Like, it looks nothing like feces. And
I mean, it fooled me when I was like younger.
If you have like a retarded child and he eats a pound of sand at the beach, maybe the next day his crap will look like peanut butter. Weirdly enough, if you eat a ton of peanut butter, just I'm sorry, peanuts, you think maybe peanut butter would come out your butt.
It might,
because that's how science works, right? In the mind of a 5-year-old. And it doesn't. So I don't, yeah, the peanut, why not like melt a chocolate bar, like, you know, Caddyshack style?
I don't know. I guess he wasn't that creative. But that was his thing. And he didn't do it the other day. I didn't get pranked.
What I don't get about, like, to me, humor is showing off wit. It isn't abusing trust. And to me, a lot of April Fool's Day hijinks, I did air quotes for the hijinks, it involves like boy crying wolf stuff. Have you noted? Like, just people who you take.
Yeah.
You used to do this kind of humor. And Will, my brother Will, and I would call you out on it.
No, I didn't.
Once in a blue. Yeah, you would just like lie about something. And then we would go, okay. Like, I'm trying to remember an example. Like, you would say, like, I bumped into such and such. And it seemed rather ridiculous.
I do stuff like that still.
Yeah. And then you'd be like, I can't believe you believed me. You used that line with me more than once when we were much younger. Because, spoiler alert, I've known Eva, like, forever. So, like, when we're in our teen years, you would say these things, and I would, you know, pay you half mind, first of all, because I'm ADD, and you're a woman. So I just smile and nod. I go, like, And then you would look at me, and you'd be like, I can't believe you believed me. And, like, one time I called you out on it. I'm like, what, am I supposed to not believe you? You're my friend. Like...
Yeah, why would you lie to me?
Yeah, and that's why a lot of what I hate about this stuff, because so much of it is like, I have some bad news, the test came back, and I have testicular cancer.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
April Fool!
Oh, you! I believed you.
Like, it reminds me of that, I wish we had the audio, but that Simpsons DJ bit. Let's see how many times we can reference the Simpsons in the first 8 minutes of the show, but... Yeah, there's a pair of DJs. I don't know if it was Wacky and Steve. I think those were King of the Hill DJs.
Okay.
But they're like, sir, we have some bad news. Your wife dead. She walked through a plate glass window. And then you hear the guy on the phone. He's like, oh my God, I just talked to her.
Yeah.
There's blood everywhere. And then they just start laughing. And I don't know if it was an April Fool's gag or not within the context of the show. But that's how I feel about so much of the humor. Like, there's redone websites. Like, you know, not to be a complete, Here's how big a nerd I am. I frequent the Magic the Gathering page of Reddit.
Okay.
And they labeled it the Yu-Gi-Oh! Page yesterday, which I guess is like a card game for little kids. And we're the sophisticates. So,
yeah.
This isn't my magic website.
Yeah. And there was like Reddit NFL. I think I'm trying to, like, they showed every team with its colors in the color of like its most hated rival. So the Redskins logo was in blue and white, like the Cowboys.
I'm shaking my fist.
Yeah, and like the Colts yesterday unveiled their all white uniforms, and it was just that, like a uniform with no identifying marks. It was all white.
Pat Sajak and Trebek always switch on April Fool's Day.
I thought you were gonna say like they swap like women, like for one day Trebek buries his mustache in Vanna White's lap.
No, they just swap DNA of themselves.
That's bizarre, but didn't know it could be done.
Yeah, no, they swap every year on April Fool's Day just for the opening part.
Oh, it's and then always it goes like, back.
You know, it's probably pre-taped, but
I hate that. Like, I hate that kind of cheesy. It's humor for people that aren't funny.
Yeah.
There, you know, there's, I don't know why there's a day where people who aren't funny get to try to be funny and fail. There's not like a day where unsexy people try to be sexy.
There should be.
I don't know. It should, I like living 365 days of hatred of my body and my sexual preferences. I don't mean that in the gay way. I just mean the creepy straight things that I'm into.
Yeah, just the weirdo.
Yeah.
Den of iniquity things that you're into.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the stuff that I like.
Last recording, there were certain rooms he wouldn't let me go into, guys.
Oh, God, yeah. There's, trust me, the crap I'm into.
Don't go in there!
Yeah, my significant others and my mom would just be like, God, why can't you just be a normal gay boy instead of the things you're into?
Because you're a privileged boy.
The things you want to do with a woman disgust me. Why can't you just want to kiss a man on the lips like a normal boy?
Like a normal boy. The normal boy.
Yeah, so I hate it. I personally hate it.
I don't know. I don't have anything against it. I don't think about it. Like the kids that I was watching yesterday were like, their idea of April Fool's was like, guess what? It's Christmas. I'd be like, it is April Fool's. Like, and that's kind of cute.
That's not cute. There's a lifetime of that.
They're 5 years old.
You're one of those people that thinks anything kids do is cute.
I like kids. They're cute.
I think they're really dumb.
Well, they're stupid people, which is what they are.
But they're going to grow into stupid people like have economic power.
So you were like a smart little genius when you were five?
Of course. I was one of those creepy smart kids.
Yeah, you probably were.
Like, I'm not saying, like, I don't know if I'm that smart anymore, but I think anytime someone's like, look how smart my kid is, it's just because the kid's brain becomes like an adult brain way ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
You're
really smart.
Kirsten Dunst in Interview with the Vampire. You know, like I got the adult brain in this little baby body. And again, I might be dumb as S right now.
Dude, that little baby body.
That's also my midget walk. Yeah. Where I just put my elbows akimbo. Yeah. Oh,
I love that word.
Really?
Akimbo.
Akimbo. Was it
Kimbo.
The name of a guy you dated?
No.
Okay.
No, I just like the word.
It rolls off the tongue.
It really does.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm not saying Kimbo. I'm smart anymore. Christ, if you look where I am in life, one would have to conclude I'm not. But I was smart as a kid. Like, even as a kid, I thought some adults were dumb. I'm just like, you're a dip-ass, man.
I remember when I was a kid thinking...
Lord knows I hated most other kids.
Yeah, like my ninth birthday party, I remember being like, I'm too old for this.
Yeah.
Like, just looking around and being like, oh, I'd rather be somewhere else.
You're like, oh, champagne and paper cups.
Yeah.
How mundane. Where are the flutes, mother?
Where are the flutes, mother? Where's the oysters? Oh, West Coast. Hmm.
Can you imagine feeding kids oysters? They'd all just be cracking their new adult teeth out.
I hate the show! This isn't a hot dog. I always have to pretend I like oysters. I really don't.
I don't know if I've ever had one.
Oh, let's go get some.
I mean, like, I've had them fried and crap, but the actual, like, runny booger kind.
That look like giant boogers?
Yeah, my mom, live in fear Maria that she is, one of those things was like, well, I remember reading the back of a Star magazine once that someone found a worm inside their oysters.
And then they got AIDS.
Yeah, so you'll never have these. And that was it. We really didn't have them.
Oh, we should go try them.
And I guess to my dad, who grew up on the Mediterranean.
Oh, I bet he loved them.
No, I think he considered them like a trash food.
Oh, I see.
Like it's something white trash sitting around drinking a PBR, sucking down oysters.
Right, right. I can see that.
And he's probably just like, fry up a red snapper, you goddamn... Yeah.
I'm going to dive down and get it with my bare hands.
Mountain filth. Oh, yeah. My old man would talk about, like, going down and the trick to killing octopi with your bare
hands.
So
cool.
You stick out your arm and it would wrap around your, wrap around your forearm.
Yeah, yeah.
And you bring it back to your head like a watch and you just bite it between the eyes.
He's like, oh, my God. That's so cool.
Kill an octopus with your bare hands. I'm like, well, we live in the middle of Virginia. I don't know if that's going to come up much, but if I ever fall in the aquarium in Baltimore, I'll let you know when you're paying off a $2,000 tab for some dead fancy octopus.
This just it. Young Greek boy.
Local fat boy eats octopus.
Local fat boy with funny glasses.
Yes.
Here's his picture.
He has the hair of a white man until age 13. And then I shaved it one time and it came back just... all kinds of nappy.
Oh, is that really what happened?
Yeah. It really was like having
when we
your
were
voice
younger,
change
I remember
overnight.
You had the perfect little, you had like the little swoop, and it was all straight and shiny, and it's so curly now.
Yeah, it really was. I got a buzz cut after seventh grade, and I came back.
You were like into metal?
Well, the buzz cut was probably my last non-metal haircut for a couple of years, and I chopped it down and came back nappy as hell. I was like, son of a bitch.
God damn it.
This is not going to, like, I was just trying to comb it straight. I was like a little mixed girl, just in the mirror every day, like, be straight like mommy's hair.
Why does the mom have to be white?
We know why. We know why. We know how those relationships work.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of the mixed, this is an actual segue.
All right.
Totally unplanned.
Yeah, we're not good at this.
Speaking of those of mixed racial descent,
yeah.
Have you, Eva, heard anything about comedian Trevor Noah
and
the troubles he's been experiencing and the tweets that I should have looked up before we did the shows and talked for 10 seconds?
He is the young man that's replacing Jon Stewart, correct, on The Daily Show, and he's South African?
Yes, he's South African.
And German, is that it? Or
Dutch, I think.
Okay.
Something from one of those weird countries where they're like 6'4" and have their foreskins.
I mean, he's absolutely gorgeous. So.
Oh, is he?
I think
is
so.
Is he a dreamboat?
I think so. And then when I heard him open his mouth and I heard that little accent, I was like, oh, got yourself an Eva.
Oh. He has
but I know that he's in trouble right now for some tweets like about calling women fat and making fun of Jewish people. Which surprises me because Jon Stewart is Jewish.
Yes. You mean Jon Stewart Lebedewitz.
Lebedewitz. He used to come into my bar all the time. Nice guy.
Really?
Yeah. The bar was owned...
Free with the tips?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
The bar was owned by... do you know Anthony Weiner, the politician?
What's his racial heritage?
Oh, what do you think? He's the guy that was sending D-pics to girls and was running for mayor.
Two of them in New York?
They went to William & Mary together. Two of them? Yeah. And they were roommates, so they would come in together. Disgraced Anthony Weiner.
Oh, my God. Let the conspiracy theories abound.
Yeah, right?
Hitler's corpse is in its bunker, screaming, see, I told you so.
I told you you'd never be mayor of New York.
Juden.
But yeah, so Trevor Noah's replacing him on The Daily Show.
Yes.
But he's a little hot water right now.
You know what? I'm going to say something because I feel we need to police our own language in a very different sense than the usual PC way that people are forced to.
Okay.
Like Trevor Noah.
Right.
He's not really in hot water. People want to perceive that he's in hot water. People wish that he were in hot water.
Do you think it's more that people are mad that he's tweeting these things or they're more mad that it's because he's replacing Jon Stewart?
Well, let me do my little Trevor Noah shtick.
Okay.
If you want to know how quickly your world can crumble around you in this day and age, I was introduced to Trevor Noah, a comedian who's, like you said, his mom was a black South African and his dad was a Dutch dude, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know why I use the past tense. I believe they're still both with us and not in segregated heaven. Glad that got a laugh. All right. So, about 18 months ago on CNN, this guy was out of nowhere introduced. Because CNN just randomly, every so often, will be like, here's someone from entertainment you kind of don't know about. And it's almost always tying into the fact that they're PC.
Okay.
And back then, Trevor Noah, who now, by the way, is in trouble for making fun of the Jews and fat chicks.
Mm-hmm.
So he's pretty much a Nazi. This is not that I'm not kind of liberal, but this is liberalism eating itself.
Right.
This guy who was, he's black and white, mm-hmm. and CNN introduced him because he just kept going back to his heritage and his humor, which to me is so played out.
Yeah.
It's like, is this 92? Am I seeing a lesbian comedian on right. Dial MTV?
Right.
Talking about, my mom did this when I came out. Oh, get the hell over yourself.
Yeah.
We get it. You lick one. And he was doing, at the time I was born, like, I guess legally, blacks and whites couldn't get married with the apartheid thing.
Oh, okay.
And just the line he used that was so cunning. He's like, my birth was a crime. Yeah, exactly. Were you bowled over by the laughs there?
No.
CNN put that up, as I recall, as the headline, and there was maybe a video of him contained within the article where he's like, my birth was a crime. And it's like, we get it. That's your I don't get no respect. That's your Dangerfield thing. Sure. Get the whole audience.
I don't get no respect.
Yeah. just horrific. So he was put up as this incredibly PC comedian because he was talking about being biracial.
Right.
And the quirks of, living in this post-apartheid world in South Africa. He couldn't have been more liberal.
Mm-hmm.
And now, 18 months, 2 years later, he is the oppressive guy.
Yeah.
He's coming in there crushing these minorities because he fired off some tweets about the Jews and, again, fat broads.
Wasn't this years ago, too, all these tweets? I don't think it was since he's been hired.
No. Oh, God. Are you kidding me? Like, no. I'm sure as soon as he got hired, he was just like, Jewish people, you are the best. There's no humor contained within this tweet.
Well, I'm sure Thank it you. Was just like a team that came in and tried, you know what I mean?
Hollywood.
So here are the offensive tweets.
Okay.
I managed to Google them up. Oh, Fox News, which, again, not big on Fox News, but they're not huge on censorship, at least in this sense.
No, they're not.
I'm sure if it was a religious thing, they would be, but I love that they're kind of sticking it to the left on this one. So here's one tweet. Behind every successful rap billionaire is a double as rich Jewish man. Hashtag beats by dreidel. Not particularly fun. I mean, you're laughing. I just kind of take that as gospel.
Yeah.
It's what's racist about saying there's a lot of rich Jews in the music business?
I don't find it like racist or anti-Semitic.
I'm stating a fact.
Yeah, it's just a fact to me. But also, I'm not Jewish, so I don't know.
I'm not saying Jews built the moon to control we who keep Christmas trees. It's also a fact, but I can't prove that one. But Christ almighty, last I checked, there's a couple of, there's guys rubbing together two pieces of silver.
I wonder if anyone else, like if Louis C.K. had tweeted that, if that would just be groundbreaking and so hilarious.
It's weird. This stuff just goes out in the open for a while, mm-hmm. and it's almost like if they decide to pick on it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it Jezebel? I guess for a long time, Louis C.K. is just seen as like this really hilarious, the sanctioned comedian. But he has like a huge bit on, hey, I don't agree with rape unless there's a chick who won't sleep with you, in which case it seems like a great way to get what you need. Something along those lines. He's like, what else are you going to do? And he riffs on rape.
Yeah.
And for some reason, that hasn't been picked on yet. And one of these days, someone will find it
and...
Yeah. Not even find it. Just choose to highlight it.
That's so annoying.
That's it. It's out there. You can find that footage in 5 minutes.
Right.
I was having this talk with a friend. It's just what you choose to focus on. Adam Scott. Do you remember Adam Scott? He's a comedic guy.
He's on Parks and Rec?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anchorman. He started off much like...
He was also on Boy Meets World. Throwback.
Oh, my God.
Throwback Thursday.
What's his name? Vince Tall, Bags Under the Eyes guy. Not D'Onofrio. That was
probably Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn. Okay, Vince Vaughn, much like him, he started off serious and then had a little luck in comedy and now is just seen as the funny, zany guy.
Right.
But
Will Arnett, too.
I forgot that.
Started out like super serious and he kept auditioning for serious roles and they're like, you're just so funny. Like anytime he tried to be serious, they were just laughing at him.
what a horrible fate, being told you're funny, son of a bitch.
Yeah, right.
Son of a Jewish bitch. No, he's not.
Arnett? No way.
No, he's not. Adam Scott was in a show on HBO called Tell Me That You Love Me, if I recall the name. And you
I don't
can
know
still watch it on demand on HBO Go.
Okay.
It was, I believe, three different couples who had really bad sex lives. Like, there's sexual dysfunction of some sort in betwixt all three.
Yeah.
And he was with a chick where there was nothing really outside their relationship other than torrid sex.
Right.
The girl you've never heard of, she was in a Burger King commercial at one point when she was also pulling out her V and her T's on this show left and right.
Okay.
God bless her. I love that woman, whoever she was. But one of the episodes closes with Adam Scott, as I recall vividly, leaning back on a couch with a fake prosthetic member, like Dirk Diggler at the end of Boogie Nights style, just rigid, out of his fly, and this chick tugging it off. And I mean, if you didn't know that all genitals on this show were faked, it just looks like Adam Scott is getting whacked off.
How do you know it's not real?
I read up on it.
Oh, it's HBO. They can show that, though.
Ew, God, an actual erect penis getting manipulated? That is... I don't know on that one. I'll be quite honest. That might veer into hardcore.
That might be NC. NC-17.
Yeah, an actual rigid one getting a few pulls.
Okay.
I don't know if HBO has that one.
Do they not?
I really don't know. But the whole thing is...
Then I won't send them my pilot.
Just you skiing. Yes. Frantically. But why has that image not made the rounds? Like, I know that show wasn't wildly popular, but it's not like I was one of
because
eight
people
to see it.
Because it's HBO and it's, like, beautiful.
No,
and it's...
but it's Adam Scott. Like, I told you that 20 years ago you could find a picture of Will Ferrell with a fake phallus, like, getting filleted.
Ugh.
You think that wouldn't be online somewhere, like, as a meme or some crap?
Ew, I just, like, threw up a little bit when you said that.
Oh, you don't like thinking about him in a semi-pro wig?
Stop it! Ew. So gross.
I'm just saying, there's always weird crap in people's past that out of nowhere people choose to be like offended with or weird about. And it all of a sudden it becomes like a source of uproar. And it's so fleeting. And it's so faked. And I don't know why it really only happens to people in comedy. Like, that is the other thing that really stands out to me. Like, a comedian, here's another couple of the lines. Almost bumped a Jewish kid crossing the road. He didn't look before crossing, but I still would have felt so bad in my German car. Wildly anti-Semitic. Oh my God, you clearly hate the Jews making that one, buddy. South Africans know how to recycle like Israel knows how to be peaceful. All right, ticket Israel. Which, either way, even if you think all of the things Israel does is justified, they like military stuff.
They do, really.
Just a touch.
Yeah.
Just a touch. And even if you're on the side of Israel 100% and you have a little payots or whatever.
Payots.
Payots in your little, you know.
Yarmulke.
The doodle hat.
Oh,
that's
what
I would call it. Yes, your yarmulke. You'd be lying. You could say it's justified all you want, and that's fine. I guess it's a matter for debate. I don't know the facts behind this crap. They engage in a lot of martial behavior.
They do.
There's a lot of troops
out. Now that you're reading the tweets out loud, because I did read them online, but now that you're reading them out loud to me, they're just not that funny.
No, they're not.
Okay.
They're like, wildly unfunny. This is like stuff I tweeted my first 2 weeks into Twitter. Oh, yeah, the weekend. People are going to get drunk and think that I'm sexy. Fat chicks everywhere.
That's kind of funny.
Again, it's just, it's okay. Like, it'll get a chuckle and...
Well, I just chuckled. I didn't burst out laughing.
Exactly. Go, huh. And it's like, are we going to deny the fact that in some bars Friday night, a dude at 1:55 a.m. is like, I got to walk home with something.
Yeah.
It's just, why is it when this guy, people can do these things in life. Other people are allowed to fail and not entertain. If you walk into a restaurant and the chef says, tonight, this is my special, the duck l'orange. I'm going to do it. I'm pulling this recipe out of my A.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get a little wild with it. And you get the duck back and you take a bite and you're like, this is so bad. It offends me. You know what happens in that context?
What?
You say, I'll get something else next time. And you act like an adult and you walk home.
Oh, John.
For some reason.
You have obviously never worked at a restaurant.
Okay, there are maybe there are real pieces of crap. I'm just saying the average
maybe,
person.
Yeah. No, no, not the average. But go on.
No, no, you... I
will get, I will...
I was just, my example, I would say...
Because you are a normal, nice human being.
Yeah, you would say, wow, you really ate balls this time.
Yeah.
I'll come back next time and try it. You wouldn't say, where's the sous chef? This man offended me with what he made, and he needs to get fired for it. This man in front of me needs to lose his livelihood because what he did offended me. But you tell me your examples of...
Oh, just restaurant stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, just awfulness. People sending things back because it was too spicy, too hot, too cold. Complaining about me on Yelp because I had my back turned to them for 10 minutes while I was counting money. People are awful. Do you ever read Yelp reviews?
No.
I mean, Yelp restaurant
my
bar reviews?
My business probably has 1 star on Yelp. And I'm terrified to check into that.
Well, I'm going to go on after this and give you a 5.
Please do. And Google. Give me a really good Google rating.
I gave your card to my dad in case we ever need you.
Good.
Yeah.
Continue. Back
Continue.
To your stories.
No, I mean, I have no like specific story because there
so
just are so many.
So you're saying that I'm an idiot and we really are a nation of asses who feel that our being offended makes us entitled to anything.
Absolutely. I think that most people feel that way. And I also think that people get jealous of people's success. This guy was just handed the golden ticket.
That's
why not people bring him down?
Because that's what I really think it
that's
is.
That's what it is.
Because
people are awful people. They complain about everything. And this guy is good looking. He's young and he's got the golden ticket. Let's bring him down. So you know there's someone that just went and searched for something offensive.
These are tweets that are over a year old.
I know.
And they just went through. There's some piece of ass out there, a lot of them, I guess, who, yeah, the name gets big. Let's comb through his history and get him in trouble.
Ooh.
When did we become such a little tattletale bitch nation?
Yeah.
When did you saying I'm offended entitle you to anything other than like, okay, sorry?
All right.
Yes.
Let's fight.
Exactly. I'm going to kick your puss teeth in now.
Yes.
Why?
I'll kick you in the tuchus.
As an adult, like, why should this man lose his job because you were offended by how you perceived something?
Right.
He wasn't out there performing hate speech. And if you want to make that case, you're a goddamn imbecile.
And I bet you most of these people that went and searched for these tweets and stuff, I bet you half of them didn't even watch The Daily Show. They weren't even fans. They were just miserable people sitting on their computers like, hey, like, who's this guy
taking
over?
Yeah, and then people like CNN go out and report it, and they're like, a huge uproar. And if you search, it's maybe because you can search the same keyword CNN does.
Hmm.
And it's like maybe 30 tweets. I'm not joking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember they did an article on... oh, God. Who's the fatso? The fat black guy that, like, stole from a convenience store and then got shot? Was that Eric Berry? Or who's the one that got choked? That was the really crappy one.
Oh, the one in Staten Island?
Yeah, but there was
Brown,
the dude
right?
in who got shot by the cracker cop before that. Mike Brown and Eric Berry. I don't know. Christ. I can't keep track. I suck with news. I'm happy I remember your middle name sometimes. No, I don't
what
remember
is it?
Nah. May? That's your birthday. Eva.
It's all right.
Marie?
No. I know your middle name. It's cool. Whatever.
Rosenbaum?
No.
Oh, we're going to get nowhere in this business.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Whole point is CNN did an article on black kids who were tweeting, and they actually picked up a chick I know. It was hilarious. Tweeting, which photo would you use? And it was like a picture of them looking quote unquote thuggish or wiling out versus a picture of them like dressed in their graduation garb. Because remember when a man who there's footage of him like shoving aside a shopkeeper,
mm-hmm.
like a rag doll after stealing from him,
mm-hmm.
it's the news's job to find a picture of this guy rescuing a drowning puppy.
Right.
Rather than just grabbing whatever piece of crap they pulled off his Facebook.
Right.
Because they're under a deadline. And they're like, here are all the images from the people have posted in this this grassroots Black Lives Matter hashtag. And they showed something like 12 pictures. And you could Google, you could just shove Black Lives Matter hashtag into Twitter. That's... And there was like 18 posts total. You're like, grassroots what? I've had more retweets on some of my stupid shows.
Nah.
Like, these people are just looking to manufacture news because they need to keep new articles on their sites at all times.
They do.
There's no real offense here. If you're really offended by this, die. I hope that offended you. Then I hope you die.
Then I hope you die.
The world would be so much better without you. Because you're a baby piece of crap.
Yeah.
If
people are idiots.
Yeah. They really are. Like, I don't get when someone is not speaking directly to you.
Mm-hmm.
When someone is not really, really aiming to offend you. And like you said, when you haven't watched their comedy and you're not going to watch their show, shut the F up. Like, when an artist gets experimental with an album, you don't say, this album sucked, I was offended by it, and I want you to never make music again. And they might counter with, you've never listened to me before, and you're never going to listen to me in the future. Yes, but I listen to music in general. And your contribution was offensive, and you should lose your record contract.
I consider myself a music connoisseur.
No, that doesn't take place.
Right.
Pete Carroll, when he made that call it whatever you want, at the end of the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
and Russell Wilson throws a pick. Outside of Seattle, for like, you know, inside Seattle, 5 minutes, maybe some people are facetiously or just in the heat of the moment screaming, fire Pete Carroll. His play calling was offensive.
Right.
Then they calm down and realize, like, how good they goddamn have it.
Yeah.
They were a pea hair away from two goddamn Super Bowls in a row. I hate the effing Seahawks. All right. My point is, anyone outside of Seattle, they didn't have an opinion on this. Get him fired.
Oh, I didn't care.
His play calling was horrific. Get him fired. Why is it in some avenues? Like, why does a comedian have to walk such a tightrope?
I
will never have any sort of career because people look at my Twitter page ahead of time and just be like, Jesus Christ, this guy really hates success, doesn't he? They'll go back and listen to any clip of this show. I could be roasted for any episode we've put out there.
That's true.
Any episode would be fodder enough to just abort any fledgling career that ever might come my way.
Don't say that. Othello wouldn't like it.
Othman.
Remember?
BB, bless Bukhareb. That's his last name.
Bukhareb.
Bukhareb.
I love the name Othello.
He's good. Maybe I'll get you guys just in the studio at the same time. Maybe that is how it has to work.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Oh, you're wiggling your eyebrows and pointing downstairs.
No, I'm not Othello.
You're only doing the latter. No eyebrow wiggling. Your eyebrows are frozen from the Botox. So
That's right.
I don't get it. I don't get why you get to say I'm offended and anyone cares. And I never will grasp that concept. It's just not in me at a molecular level.
We're America. I don't know. I don't. Like, people are idiots.
Like, did he seek out, Jews and direct tweet this stuff to them?
No.
No, you had to dig through this man's page and follow him in order to see this stuff. And yet, he needs to lose his livelihood. Because, again, he's not real. He's not a real guy who's worked for years to get where he might be going.
Ugh, he's so lucky. Hasn't he been on The Daily Show, like, 3 times?
I don't know. I don't know his backstory at all.
I'm pretty sure it's 3 or 4 times.
I do know that the other guy that they got to replace Colbert is also black. So.
Oh, he's funny.
Neighborhood's not what it used to be. Just saying that.
I like that guy. He's funny. He was one of the writers on The Office.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know who the hell he is. And the other guy, I just know his name from that CNN article 18 months ago.
Okay.
When he was, his mom had the best line of the article. Or no, his dad had the funniest line of the article. And he was, you know what they say about the Dutch? We can't get enough chocolate. Or something like that. Talking about his wife. And I'm like, I laughed. You're not the comedian, but that got a chuckle out of me.
But that was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead, your son is, you know, trying to be Captain PC. And now he's getting eaten alive by the politically correct. So that's why you never make your bed with those people.
No.
Never.
But he's trying to.
Like Lena Dunham. Good old Lena Dunham. Actually, let's pause right here. I got to take a call, and then we'll go right back to it.
Okay.
But we can do the Lena Dunham thing, who also is completely on the left. Completely. And good for her. That's fine.
I like her.
She's getting eaten alive about an article she wrote last week that is being viewed as anti-Semitic. She's half Jewish, by the way. Don't forget that part.
Being what is anti-Semitic?
Her article she put out last week, as I recall.
It was called what?
God, let's see if I have the right article.
Oh, she's being viewed as anti-Semitic.
Yeah. It's called Dog or Jewish Boyfriend, a Quiz in The New Yorker. Because, you know, why not? Why not have a 27-year-old writing in The New Yorker who does stuff on the level of a million Tumblr broads out there? But we'll get to that in a second.
How do I get to 66 from here?
I was recording for you saying that.
What?
Yes.
No, you weren't.
I was. You doing your creepy Batman voice? Was that what that was?
I guess so.
Yes.
I swear to God, swear to me.
Horrible. All right, where we last left off before
Lena, or Duchess Lena Dunham.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Who's half Jewish. The mom half, meaning she's all Jewish.
Yeah.
The dad might be Jewish, too.
Mom, who was in Tiny Furniture.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I met the mom.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I told... Did you ever hear that story?
You told me about going to the show where she was sitting just kind of not giving a shit, spread eagle.
Oh, look at you.
Sorry.
Saying the dirty things.
Sorry.
What a big person with your big person words.
I'm sorry.
Shock jockaroo over here. Eva Stern.
And you're my Robin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Eva. All right. Yeah, I went to the Brooklyn Academy of Music, and she was doing a reading from Not That Kind of Girl,
mm-hmm.
her book. And yeah, we were somehow, by being 2 hours early at minimum, I think closer to three.
Wow.
Because we were rubes who just went to New York, and we're like, we found a parking garage, and now we're just going to sit here.
Yeah.
I tried to walk for two blocks, and my girlfriend wore flip-flops like a goddamn idiot. And I was like, my feet hurt.
What time of year was it?
Probably like August or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Her feet were probably just black as tar by the end of the night.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Then, you know, God forbid she showers. She crawls into bed with those sooty little...
Like a coal miner's daughter.
Oh, just disgusting.
Don't hurt me, Daddy.
Yeah, looks like a dog that ran across a freshly tarred stretch of road. Just grotesque. Don't you hate that? Don't you hate college girl feet with their little flip-flops and their little...
I wear flip-flops.
Yeah, but you probably wash. They're just like all dirty, but still have hot, firm bodies because they're 19.
Yeah. Oh, geez, what I wouldn't give to know them what I know now.
I don't know why I'm laughing at that, but I am. Yeah, so we sat in the front row because we were there so damn early,
mm-hmm.
and we were actually right next to her mom. Sister was on the other side of us, mm-hmm. or some junk. The chick who played...
The poet. Her sister's a poet.
I just remember her saying she's a lesbian.
Yeah, she is.
And I was like, oh, it's a shame. She's way better looking than Lena.
She's cute.
She's cute, yeah.
She's very cute.
I'm not saying she was some stunner. Like,
I think Lena Dunham's cute. She just doesn't, like... classic sort of beauty. She's cute, though.
I mean, for like an animated pair.
I think she's cute.
She's cute. You see her in person, you're like, whatever, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like so hot. Like if you ever bagged her, you'd be like, how did I manage this?
No, it's not at all, but I think she's cute.
She's unattractive.
Super talented, so makes me want to be her friend. I think she is.
I don't think she's untalented. I think she's of a talent level.
I think she's the luckiest girl in the world.
Thank you.
Don't get me wrong.
Thank you. I think she's of a decent talent level and just was born into as
great
a situation
you
as you ever could have wished for.
Yeah.
Do I think like I could find someone of her talent level or possibly even greater writing on some Tumblr like within an hour? Probably not.
She's lucky. But that's what's part of it?
Privileged girl.
Privileged girl.
All right. So Lena Dunham got in hot water, again, for bashing the Jews,
mm-hmm.
even though the Jewish person... Persian.
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 Welcome to Jurassic Park.
The Chicago way. All right. I'm glad we both played with that.
Yeah.
sorry. I was going to really go on a tangent with that.
I could tell. You really wanted to, but you debated.
I was like, this is going to be one of those things that no one in the audience will follow, and it won't be funny, and I'll just sound like a weirdo, and they'll all hate me. So I'll stop. She was bashing her fiancé again. Mm. So she's
adorable.
Oh. She's of at least half Jewish blood, if not all Jewish blood.
Mm-hmm.
I sound like Himmler.
Yeah.
In front of a Venn diagram.
Yeah.
Mother equals Juden.
Yeah.
Mutter.
Mutter.
Mutter Juden. Vater.
Vater.
Unknown.
Unknown.
Let's be safe. Go to the left. Mengele under the Arbeit macht frei sign on the gates of Auschwitz. Just to be safe.
Just to be safe.
I hope you understand.
I hope you understand. We will go to the left.
I like how our impression of the Nazis is the guy who got the paintings back that that the flying hellfish stole.
Yeah.
And Dunkov.
Oh, Dunkov.
Watch the CD changer in the back.
Yeah.
I'll be back in time to see Kraftwerk in Stuttgart. Fun boys. Fun boys to the left. Yeah. So she's at least half Jewish. Glad someone's laughing. She's at least half Jewish. Her fiance is all Jewish. Jack something or other. What's
his name? Yeah, I don't know his name. I've just seen him in Us Weekly, but he's very cute.
I mean, he did a live performance again at that thing.
Oh, with
that
her.
I was at. Yes.
Cool.
Not with her. He just like strutted it out on stage and was like, my chick needs me to look by, you know, pad 20 minutes, so here's my guitar.
Oh, nice. Aw.
Yeah. And he is so wee. He is so tiny.
Just a tiny little man.
Oh, I just wanted to, like, use my thumb and forefinger to pick him up by the back of the neck and put it in my breast pocket.
Like the kid from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Exactly. Who's that?
Mike TV. Yes. Nice. Nice.
Yeah, we got it.
We got it.
Yeah, he's just so... He looks like a gerbil baby.
I like that you called him wee.
He's wee.
He's wee. She's very wee, too. She's short.
Yeah, she's short. I'll give you that part.
That's what wee means.
Wee. No, wee means just tiny in general.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, like an Asian footbind girl.
Exactly what it sounds
wee.
Like. Wee!
That's how they have to fill out their height and weight information on any government documentation.
With that face I'm making that no one can see.
It's a little fat elf face.
I have a fat elf face? Thank
you.
Well,
when you make that expression, you're somehow like pulling your chin into your trachea and puffing out your cheeks like a frightened fish. That's what you're doing. Not saying you... By default, look like a fat elf.
I'm fine with
Not
your comment.
That stupid.
I'm just...
I need a co-host. I know how this works.
He's very wee.
Yeah, to me, wee is just slender in general. Like, if someone's 4'8", but they're 300 pounds, they cease to be wee.
Oh, that would be tough.
Yeah, then they just look like Azamat from Borat. That's not wee. He's just fat and short. Best of both worlds.
Ew, that scene when they're wrestling naked is so disgusting.
That is one of the funniest things.
I died laughing.
The first time I saw that, yeah. I'm not saying it ages like a fine wine. Like, it won't be, you know, 30 years in the future.
It was so funny.
Where people are, see if you can guess what I am now, quoting Belushi. You can't be like, remember that time Azmath's balls were in Sacha Baron Cohen's mouth? Like, it doesn't roll off the tongue. But the first time you see it, you're like, these are guys that care about their art to a degree I will never care. Under the guise of comedy, I will never have a fat man's testicle in my face.
That was so gross. And you could, like, see his hairy beehole.
It was horrible. It really was horrible. Yeah. And he had no problem showing off, like, what a small package. He was, like, the guts on him.
Yeah.
Even Marlon Brando, who was like the, you know, oh, I'll act, I'm just out there.
Method.
Never showed his dong. He was like, sorry, I don't think it'll ever look big enough. If I recall, like, it's more or less exact wording. He's just like, I don't think it looks big enough.
He had to have shown it in Last Tango to Paris. Last Tango in Paris.
I don't think you see visible penetration when he butters up that chick's bung.
Huh.
I think it's suggested.
Huh.
again,
I gotta see that movie.
This is a legitimate movie, not hosted on the servers of Bang Brothers. You're not going to see anal penetration using a butter lube.
I thought that movie was rated X, though.
I'm pretty sure even the hint of giving someone the old ramrod up the chimney,
up the chims,
yeah, up the flue. I don't, you know.
Well, then it's NC-17, so then you're right.
It's not like in Toy Story they could suggest, you know, the two potato heads bunging each other
with
their little back flap and be like, well, it isn't shown, so it's PG.
Oh, I've never seen those movies, so.
Oh, really?
I've seen the first one.
Mr. Potato Head pulls out his French fry and it looks like it's, you know, all covered in brown poutine gravy.
Ew! Disney's so dirty.
I mean, it's not that dirty, but give it 20 years.
Yeah.
Something for the parents.
To chuckle at.
Sly, yeah. Sly wink at the parents. All right, so.
Lena Dunham.
Yeah, dog or Jewish
boyfriend.
Is in
trouble with the Jewish community.
Yeah. God bless us. Hop, skip, and a jump from the dog or Jewish boyfriend quiz to Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah. What are some of the questions? Do you have it up?
I was going to go through it.
Oh, you were? Can I answer?
Sure. The following statements refer to A, my dog, or B, my Jewish boyfriend.
Okay.
I have not read this, actually.
Okay, I haven't either.
All right. One, the first thing I noticed about him was his eyes.
Her dog.
I don't know the answers. Oh. She doesn't put them there.
So you didn't put the answers down?
Let's see. Are they at the bottom, upside down, highlight style?
Yeah.
Two, let's see where this gets funny.
Okay. No, not funny at all yet.
Okay, seven has, but he has asthma. I can at least surmise that's the boyfriend.
That's the boyfriend.
This is where the pretense is dropped. Excuse Eight, me. I feel that he is judgmental about the food I serve him. When I make something from scratch, he doesn't want to eat it, but he also rejects most store-bought dinners.
I would say dog.
Nine, this is because he comes from a culture in which mothers focus every ounce of their attention on their offspring and don't acknowledge their own need for independence as women. They are sucked dry by their children, who ultimately leave them as soon as they find suitable mates.
I would say that's Jewish boyfriend.
Again, we don't have answers.
Okay.
This could be a Irish setter thing.
Okay.
We don't know.
Yeah.
Don't jump to conclusions. You look like an ass. As a result of this dynamic, he expects to be waited on hand and foot by the women in his life, and anything less than that makes him whiny and distant. By the way, this could also be your Greek boyfriend.
Oh.
Or your Italian boyfriend so far in the quiz.
Or any boyfriend?
I do feel this is kind of like a Mediterranean, almost like arms dealer sitting on his couch type thing. Like, hey, ma! Clapping. Like, where's the baklava?
Yeah. You hungry? No, I'll make you something.
Yeah. At our local organic bistro, he will often leave 3/4 of his salmon filet untouched, offering no explanation and offending the waiter, who will ask balefully, was it undercooked? He doesn't tip.
Ooh.
Oh. That's the first thing that I'm not going to say is anti-Semitic. It's just junky of him. If you're the big rock star, pull out a couple. Dude,
is he a big rock star?
I mean, what else do you think he's known for? I'm not saying any.
We don't even know who he is.
I'm not saying. Is Jack Abramoff? Did I get it? Oh, did I get it? I might have gotten it.
What are the kids listening to these days?
Oh, hold on.
Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young?
Hold on. I think I got it.
The Herman's Hermits?
No, Jack Abramoff is a former American lobbyist, businessman, movie producer, and writer.
Huh.
Good to see he's like nailed every Jewish stereotype in one. That was just the first line of his Wikipedia entry. I thought I had a winner by guessing his name. Like, I saw it pop up in Google, and I'm like, look at me pulling this off. But no, Jack Abramoff is a Jewish guy who worked as a movie producer.
Hmm. The only one in Hollywood.
Color this man baffled.
Yeah.
He doesn't tip, and he never brings his wallet anywhere. He came with me to therapy once and was restless and unexpressive. When I go out of town on a business trip, he sleeps with a pair of my underwear. I'm starting to feel this is all about the boyfriend. And also,
this isn't even funny. Is it supposed to be?
Yes. Or is it supposed to be like? Slapper.
Is it supposed to be sad? Like their relationship sounds sad. It sounds like she's paying for everything. He never brings his wallet anywhere.
I mean, there's no way he's making what she makes.
Still, does that mean she has to pay for everything? You just called him a rock star.
Yeah.
So he's making some sort of loot.
Is there anything more rock star than making your bitch pay for everything?
No.
Shouldn't have said bitch. That was a little...
Yeah.
Making your girlfriend pay for everything. Aw, I do love women. He respects his father, but is intimidated by his waspy, buttoned-up demeanor. Waspy?
So maybe he's half Jewish, half...
No, Abramoff? Maybe he's think Yiddish, dress British.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know every little slang saying from the last 150 years in Western culture.
I mean, maybe the parents are divorced, the mom raised him and has the last name. There's lots of... Anyway, Abramoff, I thought that was the guy we looked up that wasn't him.
Yeah, we're just going to call him Jack Abramoff.
Okay.
Some Jew. I mean, he has a really Jewish name.
Okay.
Sorry. I sound like Christoph Waltz at the beginning of Inglourious Bastards.
I love that movie.
I'm like, you can try and hide, but I'll pick out those last names a mile away. He's 19. He's more of an ass man. 20. He has a sensitive stomach and has to take 2 Dramamine before entering any moving vehicle. 21. I have more Instagram followers than he does. 20. I'm done with this. It's not funny.
It's not.
It's not funny. It's not fun. That quote was for one person.
It's horrifically boring.
Yeah, as is the show at this point. What?
And it's not even well written. And I liked her book. I read
the book.
No,
that's just privilege right there. That's you just getting to jerk off on a page and someone says, that's brilliant.
That's just the New Yorker calling her and she wrote that in 5 minutes in her
cab. Yeah, and got paid Christ knows how much for it.
Yeah. Her book was good, though. I enjoyed it.
Do you want my signed copy?
No, you have my...
You can scratch out my name and write in Eva.
I have my own copy. I mean...
Where she was really passive-aggressive with me.
Oh, was
in
she?
In the quote, yes.
What'd she write?
Did you hear that episode? I guess not.
Oh, my God.
Little Miss, I listen to everything.
I don't listen to all the shows.
Oh, someone's choking in her web of lies.
Just like when I was a teenager.
Yes. I brought, you know, my young girlfriend.
I
brought
know.
Her, and she gave her a nice little write-up and talked with her at the beginning. Or, you know, wrote it down at the beginning, blah, blah, blah. So glad you came here. I walked up. We had nothing to say to each other, obviously. It was like, I wonder if this portly man with gray in his hair and dressed like half of Trayvon, wearing just his hoodie and in his cargo shorts, the fat white guy uniform. Yeah, I wonder if he's the fan or she's the fan. So she just looked at me and just like kind of smiled and signed my crap and then just shoved me off.
What did she write?
She wrote, I guess they put a sticky with your name on the inside, so she knew I was John, and she just wrote, John, comma, hey, bro, exclamation point, because I'm a bro.
You're such a bro.
She called me out. I'm just a bro, dude.
Hey, what's up, bro?
Yeah, so that was fun.
Oh, that's lame.
Yeah.
But she loved your girl.
Oh, yeah, she loved Katie. Couldn't get enough of that broad.
Oh, that's good.
Hey, that Lena Dunham is like her heroine.
Really?
She loves her.
I really like her. So I get
found
it.
Her likable, but yeah. What we just read, like,
that was boring.
I'll
read it when I get home I get the New Yorker.
I kind of want to blow my head off because I got no connections like that, and I probably never will. And I put a lot of work and blood, sweat, and tears into this stuff, and it'll never pan out.
Will you stop saying
that? I'll be 50, and I'll just be the asshole broadcasting out of this studio still. With 20 more listeners than
I had
before.
I'll be 46. Aww.
How about you trying to sex up the show and lie? You'll be 22.
Oh, come on. I'm not sexy. Look at me. I look
not
like
with that attitude.
I look like Trayvon right now.
We're both just wearing hoodies. With our...
like sitting spread
oh,
eagle.
Oh, God, yeah. We look like a dog that's on the couch with its genitals out. And it just has the visible, I was breastfeeding 2 months ago, nipples. And they're all baggy. And we just have, our junk hanging out.
That's what we look like.
We just got done licking it for 5 seconds and calling it a day.
One day we should film a cast and then actually come in and look nice.
I mean, we need to do more.
I know.
And you have good ideas. You've been busy. I've been busy. But we do have to coordinate.
Okay.
Make something happen.
All right.
Speaking of making something happen. In
yeah.
this treading water episode. I probably shouldn't shoot our own material.
You do it all the time.
Is it bad?
Yes.
I find it funny to me.
I think it's funny too, but maybe other people don't.
I think deep down, all of us, me included, we're dumb. So when someone says something sucks over and over, they're like, yeah, it does suck. Whereas I forgot what inane non-punchline you said earlier, and then you just started laughing hysterically. And like me, like a dummy watching a studio audience sitcom, I just, for a minute, I'm staring blankly, and then I start laughing along, doing the slow end of Dead Poet Society clap. Like, yeah, that was funny, god damn it. She is laughing hard. All right. You, I said earlier, could bring a segment or two to the table, because I'm like, hey, you're funny, you're good behind the mic.
Yeah.
I want to hear an Evil-Ed segment.
All right.
It's also code for me saying I want more material to the show.
All right.
The wagon wheels have come off of mine. Talk.
Can it be about me?
I mean, that's my entire shtick. And when I tread away from it, we see how I am maladroit,
right,
to use the fancy word of the mm-hmm. day. I can't talk about anything but myself.
All right.
I try to do Trevor Noah, try to do Lena Dunham. Those weren't good segments. They were great segments. Hold on. I am going to stop beating myself up on air. Those were great segments. Mm-hmm. If you didn't laugh hysterically at them.
I laughed.
Something wrong with you, the listener. Not this DJ's skills. No siree.
Not the shock jock.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna tell the story of the worst date ever that I went on.
Okay.
All right.
I will second banana it up.
Yeah,
like
will
crazy.
You second banana up yours?
Yeah.
All right. Setting the scene. Dun dun dun. I was in New York.
You're the straight man now.
I know. I was in New York.
Okay.
And I got asked out by this very...
Slow down.
Okay.
I feel like you're having sex like a virgin, where it's like, this is every position I've ever seen. Let's do them all in 45 seconds.
Okay.
Eva used to live in New York.
I did.
I mean, for like 10 years, right?
11. I moved there when I was 19.
Now she's back in Northern Virginia, where she's from.
Yes.
She thought she escaped, but she didn't. So she's right now, she's Charlize Theron in what was the movie where she has sex with Patton Oswalt?
I don't know.
Like you always maintain, there was also visible penetration, so you know they really did have sex.
And they did, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's how movie sex works. The people have real sex.
What movie would she ever have sex with Patton Oswalt?
A movie directed and written by Patton Oswalt.
Oh, no, surprise, surprise.
No, I'm kidding. It was Diablo Cody, if I recall. Hold on.
Oh, is that the one where she like goes back? She's in L.A.
God damn it. Let me find out.
And then she goes back home.
Yeah, she goes back home. Man, it was not in her top film, so I'm having to do a little clicky-clicky to find this. Son of a bitch. Now I'm just scrolling through the... Oh, my God.
It was like 4 years ago. I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, and she looks surprisingly bangable because you can tell her life is destroyed, so she looks attainable. And I love it. Young adult.
Yeah, young adult. There you go. She's South African.
Yeah, and she watched her mother murder the dad.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. And there's cruddy Playboy pictures where her breasts look really small.
Aww.
And that's all I know about her.
Aww.
And she smokes like a chimney.
She's got a pretty face, though.
I'm not saying I'd kick her out of bed, and I'm not saying I've ever had that good, and I'm not saying I ever will. Just never been my thing,
never been your
really.
Thing?
Not really, no.
Hmm.
Again, not saying she's an exquisite beauty. Like, when 99 people out of 100 say Metallica's great and someone says Metallica sucks, they're pretty much objectively wrong. That's how it is with Charlize.
Metallica sucks.
One, shut up and get out of here.
Exit Life.
Master Puppets rules and you're a horse's ass. All right, so back to the reference that took us here.
So I am...
You're living out young adult right now.
I'm young adult right now.
I'm back home. Who's the Patton Oswalt you're climbing on top of?
No one.
Okay.
I guess you and your podcast.
Bang. My podcast is a short little fat guy with a limp.
Jumping on the Papa train.
Yeah.
Not literally. Not literally.
Having sex in front of the Papa train's action figures. Patton had
I'm a young adult. And I'm not even a young adult. I'm 30.
No, we're just old.
We're just adults. And I'm living back at home. And I got a job, which I love. So that's nice. It's not like I was just sitting at home and not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I did live in New York for a very long time.
For 11 years, you lived it up in the Windy Apple.
I was bartending. I was acting. I went there to be an actress. It didn't obviously pan out. I only have one Oscar to my name. You know, instead of the 4 I should have had by 30.
I thought you were going to reveal to the audience that you're actually Patricia Arquette. Things went great for you.
Equality for women. So things aren't really as exciting as they were in the in New York. New York City, so nice, they named it twice.
I hate you.
I know. But when I was in New York, I had 2 very serious boyfriends, and I probably went out on like a handful of dates that
were...
Key and Peele. Ask me which one I liked better. No, literally, ask me.
Which did you prefer? Key or Peele?
No. I don't even know which one's which.
That Key is the short little fat one who looks like he could really eat a good one because he's making up for it.
I think it's the other way around.
Really? Peel. They look like Black Me and Will, by the way.
I know they do.
One's short and fat with curly hair and glasses.
He's not fat.
And the other.
And neither are you.
The other. You don't have to lie. Hey, the audience knows. You don't have to lie. And the other one is like thin and bald and taller.
It's you and Will.
It's me and Will and black. It's just it.
Well, and half black.
Half black.
Yeah. Yes. So I went on like a handful of dates when I was in New York. And I went out with this one gentleman.
Over the course of 11 years.
Yeah. Because I had 2 very serious boyfriends in New York, and that took a really long time. One was 5 years, and the last was 10.
Yeah.
And in between, I was just in school, and it just didn't interest me. I don't know.
No,
why are you looking at me like I'm an idiot?
No, I'm not, because I go very long stretches without seriously dating people. And like, to be honest, I have the dating record of like a woman with borderline personality disorder, like an ugly one.
What do you mean?
Like everything is just short and volatile.
Oh, okay.
And yet in my head, I'll act like it was a real relationship.
Yeah.
Like someone that I had sex with 4 times over the course of 2 weeks and then they never call me again.
My girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
And I broke up.
I haven't heard from a chick, man. And it's like, oh, you mean that girl you had unprotected sex with that you met online.
And then you went and got a HIV test
at
the free clinic.
Yeah, the free clinic where somehow I showed up so much, one of the nurses recognized my face and said,
hi, John.
Oh, no, no. Oh, she wasn't welcoming at all.
Oh, she was worried about you.
Just pissy with me.
Oh.
She's like, you realize a test isn't a cure, right? That was her line. I'm like, you bitch, that was a good one. But, she pretty
How many times you say that a day? You know the test isn't a cure, right?
I mean, she recognized me.
Oh, God.
It was really, she said something along the lines of you again.
Oh, my God, that is rude.
I mean, you'd like someone nicer who's about to shove a Q-tip up your dick.
That's what happens?
Yeah, that's for the non-AIDS. That's for, like, the chlamydia and gonorrhea.
Oh, jeez.
They hold your
AIDS,
penis.
I was like, why can't they just give you a blood test like they do anybody?
For the STDs, they cradle your penis like a dead baby bird.
Like a all flassy?
Yeah. Oh, if you're turned on by this, you got some screws loose, brother. And they just kind of hold it there in their hand, looking at it for a bit. And then they take cotton. It's a little cotton swab, but on the end of a metal kind of Q-tip. It's like a guitar string in thickness.
God.
And they just like go, like you would run a spoon around the edge of an ice cream pint that you're finishing off. like a Cherry Garcia.
Just to get every last bit.
Yeah, they just do-ba-do-do-do. Like Evel Knievel doing a 360 in a toilet tube. Yeah, and they fish it all out, and you can feel it through the bottom, the thin part.
All right. This is worse than my dad telling me about his colonoscopy the other day.
It's 100 times worse.
Yeah.
And you can't even whack off that day because you feel so violated.
Oh, that must have been hard for you.
Yeah.
One day of...
I chewed my nails into nubs. Hold on. I need to pause again and deal with more business calls.
Wow.
Sorry to derail you.
It's all right.
All right. We're back.
I believe in you.
Stop using that word that rhymes with Tigger. The one we can't use on air and you can't get enough of.
Oh, my God.
What? I'm warning you.
Look,
that one will get us in trouble.
Look, that's why we had to pause, guys. I really needed to...
She just sometimes needs to Tourette's out.
Yeah, I just needed to Tourette's out. I didn't want anyone to know that about
me. It's like I'm sitting across from DMX. Like, wow. Just bark like a dog a few times, and it's like the recording of It's Dark and Hell is Hot.
All right. We were talking about New York.
We were talking about you having two serious boyfriends your entire 11 years in New York. And this is why you and I are in such stark contrast. Because I was like, I bang girls for 3 weeks. And I'm like, yeah, it was my girlfriend for the year.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had one other boyfriend, but that was very off and on. That was for about 2 years. But yeah, I'm just like, I'm a relationship kind of person. I mean, I'm not saying like I didn't, you know,
make a few bucks.
Yeah, make a few bucks in between. Like, I'm not saying I'm like wholly pure than thou, Eva.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, and then I would go on dates. What's the oh crap, Okay Cupid? Like, I went on a few dates with Okay Cupid, but the guys were just awful.
I thought you were on sugarbabies.com.
What's that?
It's where old men will pay you to go out with them.
Oh no.
What'syourprice.com? I think there's also that.
What? Why didn't I know about that?
There, you don't listen to, I believe, God, is it Stern that has all of it? Stern has every creepy, you're a creep, but you still need sex ad. There's like Ashley Madison for cheats. Like, these are, that's for the old
those
creep.
Those are the ads that he has on his show?
As I recall, there was Ashley Madison.
That's hilarious.
There was What's Your Price? These might have been Opie and Anthony ads, too. It's kind of a jumble. And then there were the, the... Sugar Baby, I think I just know from talking to horrible women online. That last one I don't think could afford commercials. They just be like, I'm on Sugar Baby. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm free, right? Like, yeah, I like you. Okay.
Sugar Baby. That's so gross sounding. Ew.
Sugar Baby?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just imagine some fat guy and his Dago wife beater.
Like rubbing mayonnaise on his nipples. I don't know why.
Is that a marathon thing?
I don't know.
So they don't get chafed off?
I don't know. So I actually got asked out on a date by a guy that I knew that was within my friend circle, which was always how...
How long was he your friend, pretending to be your friend? Women, this is what every guy ever does.
No, but he was just within the circle.
Oh, like a friend of a friend.
A friend of a friend, and I would see him at parties.
He wasn't trying to jump from the friend ladder to the I'm banging her ladder.
No, because he's I'm not going to say his name because he's an actual really good, like, honest, decent...
So he's ugly as hell.
Funny guy. Not at all. Very handsome. No, I ruined this date.
Okay.
Yeah, this is why it's the worst date ever. He's actually, like, completely brilliant. He's a white dude that speaks Japanese. Like, he's so freaking smart. So I knew that
so
when
Sean
he...
Sean Connery. What's
well,
your point?
Well, whatever. I knew, and he works for, like, a Japanese...
Sorry, I'm about to, like, pull on my own collar. Yes. Rising Sun reference.
Yeah. He works for, like, he's a journalist for, like, a Japanese newspaper in...
Why weren't you poking holes in his condoms and saying yes?
Stop.
Saying konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. But he's just a he's a white dude that speaks Japanese, been all
Stop
over,
saying
whatever.
That! You somehow make it sound racist.
Why? I'm making it sound cool.
A white dude that speaks Japanese.
That's, like, unheard
of. I didn't know
of.
That was even a status thing.
That is a status thing. It's cool.
Have you ever seen Shogun? Apparently it happens a lot.
Oh, no, I haven't. I'm sorry.
All right.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, stop acting like it was a hip thing. It was a show I watched with my dad when I was 4 years old.
Oh, so hip.
The Shogun miniseries.
I bet you watched Benny Hill, too.
Tons. Tons. That's why I am what I am. That's the most horrible yakety sax I've ever heard.
No, it wasn't. All right, that was much better. So I knew when he asked me out that he was going to take me.
Did he ask you out in Japanese?
No.
This is all I can focus on now.
Yeah.
Did you say no and he put his pinky on a plate and just chopped it off? Did he pull down his robe and his entire back was inked?
Yeah. I hate you so much. I'm kidding. I love you. You look sad when I said that. You like looked away.
No, I'm just really holding in a piss at this point.
Okay. I'll
makes me look pensive and deep. I just have to piss.
I'll keep it quick. He took me to this little
Japanese
place. Restaurant.
Oh, really? What is with this guy?
So he could.
Why
order...
is he dating a white woman? I know what he really wants.
So he could. Well, the moral of the story, I'll tell you who he ended up with.
Bound feet and bob cuts.
Stop.
That's what he wants.
And the Nimoy wig, which, yeah. which we seem to mention in every episode. So he could order in Japanese and show off.
Oh,
you know?
I hate this dong.
No, you would like him. He's cool. And
I can order in Japanese, too. Sushi?
sushi. So I was being like, I'll try anything. Yeah, order for me.
Here's your sushi guacamole, son.
I'll eat anything you put in front of me. I'm adventurous. I'm a bro. Like,
did you set up his penis being put on a plate yeah. that easily?
So the dinner comes, and he's like, do you want me to tell you what everything is? I go, no, I'm cool. I'll eat anything, okay, man? Like, this looks delicious. And I started eating. And we're talking. And like,
you just heard barking.
And like 10 minutes in, he goes, are you okay? I was like, why? Yeah, this is great. He goes, your face is really red. And then I look down and my chest is covered in hives. And I feel my face. It's like.
What are you eating? Like urchins?
Yeah, it's like as red as a freaking fire truck. Like it is so. So I was like, excuse me, I'll be right back. And I go to the bathroom and I'm looking at myself freaking out. I go back to the table. I asked him, I was like, what is this? And he goes,
I like how you didn't ask that beforehand.
I know.
You're obviously having a massive yeah. allergic to reaction.
And I go, what is that right there? He goes, oh, that's raw beef tongue. I was eating raw cow tongue and I had an allergic reaction to it.
That's and weird then- you had a reaction to the tongue. I'm sorry I didn't have as much a reaction as I should have to tongue, period. My old man was a Greek peasant, so about every 4 months,
right.
a cow tongue was brought into my house, along with a sheep's skull.
Well, we
with
didn't
the eyes
eat,
that just
I didn't
stared
eat
at you.
Tongue growing up.
Oh, me neither. It's disgusting.
Okay.
But
I had a massive allergic reaction. Then it got stuck in my throat because I have a really bad gag reflux. So I had to go to the bathroom, make myself puke, and I came back to the table. And I
hashtag lies bulimics tell. Continue.
Yeah, right. I'm bulimic. Look at this body.
Didn't say you were a practicing bulimic.
I didn't say you're practicing or do it anymore. Hashtag get back on it. I obviously looked like I had thrown up, like tears are streaming down my face. I looked like I had just gotten assaulted by the Japanese waiter in the bathroom.
I was going to say, it's probably like the Japanese porn he's into,
yeah.
crying girls.
He was just like, excellent.
Yeah.
And I came back and I insisted that we go get coffee after because I was like gung-ho about finishing this date.
Really?
Yeah.
Did it end with you dressing as a schoolgirl, getting on the subway,
no.
and he just molested you as you stood there and went...
No, it ended with me...
Big anime tears coming out of your eyes.
Yeah, it ended with me, like, apologizing for getting sick, and he's like, it's okay, because he actually is a nice guy, and I just went home. But it's embarrassing, because, like, I had to see him, like, in my friends groups.
I don't think anything was that embarrassing. I
mean, it is if you're a girl and you throw up on yourself during a date.
Look, if you want to focus on yourself in this, that's fine. And I am the poster child for beating oneself up. But he's the horse dick that took you to eat organ meat in Japanese on a first date. I mean, like, why didn't he just put you in front of a pile of peanuts? Some shellfish and some heroin and just say, let's see if you react to any of these.
Long story short, he married a really hot black girl.
Didn't see that one coming.
I know.
Didn't, that change of pitch got past this.
God bless him. Yeah.
Got past old Nick Markakis here. Strike three.
Yeah. She's gorgeous. Super hot.
Wow. Is she into Japanese crap too?
I don't know. Must be a little bit, right? You got to have something in common.
Yeah. Like, does she geisha it up?
Like, black people and white people can't have anything in common.
Exactly.
You gotta have something.
Yeah. Something that bridges the nonstop race war. Other than watching Family Matters.
Yeah. Maybe that was my worst date ever, because I really don't go on a lot of dates.
I'm trying to think of really bad dates I've had. The only, I don't know, I guess the bad dates I had were recent.
But you go on, like...
What? I always go on weird, like, online dates where I've already seen a chick's jugs and stuff.
Like, I've been on two OkCupid dates, and I had been talking to these guys for, like, 5 months each. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't just like, hey, how are you? Let's meet.
That was only me with Tinder at the end before I met my chick, when I really did use it as just, like, a first date machine. Okay. And I was like, I don't care to sit and talk on this. I got a couple bucks in my pocket. You know, I'm not Little Broke John anymore. If you want to... put me out $20 eating some piece of crap. Sure, let's do it.
Sure.
And I enjoyed it because some of them were just horrible dates from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as I don't enjoy this in my comedy, like the Ricky Gervais awkwardness just sitting in it like a bad fart, for some reason I really love that on a date. Like when you know it's not going anywhere, I refuse to call it. Like, I'll just sit there for hours prolonging it.
Oh, you're awful.
Yeah. That's the one place where I'm just like, I know I will never see you again. How about some more? You want some more French fries, honey? Want another beer?
And she's like, I want to leave.
Yeah. Let me go.
I want to go.
Like, the evening's young. you can get back to your Netflix Matlock later tonight. He'll still be waiting for you.
How old were these girls you're going out with that were watching Matlock?
Well,
we love you, Matlock.
Let's see. Rose was about 65, 70. Blanche was... Thank you.
I got it.
Thank you. Yeah.
And the funniest, Estelle.
Estelle. That wasn't her show name.
Oh, I know. Wow.
You blew it.
I did.
You blew it!
I went by actress name.
That's who we
Rue McGowan, B. Arthur...
Rue McClanahan.
McClanahan.
McGowan is the chick with the nipples in Scream. Rachel McGowan. The chick who had the two...
Rose McGowan.
Rose, whatever.
Hmm.
All right, we're both idiots.
Hmm.
Great. We both look like assholes to the listener now. Hope you're happy.
I am.
Neither of us is coming from a place of authority. And now I got to play the Golden Girls game with you. Let me see if I can get all four. Rue McClanahan... was Blanche,
mm-hmm.
the whore. Betty White, she's still alive, right?
Yeah, the only one.
God.
God bless her.
Half Greek. Used to be a real piece of ass. Mm. Betty White was Rose.
Mm-hmm.
B. Arthur mm-hmm. was Dorothy.
Mm-hmm.
And Estelle Getty.
Yeah.
I know it was Dorothy's mom.
Mm-hmm.
She had a real name on the show, though. She wasn't Dorothy's mom. Hold on. Give me like 5 seconds on this one. Oh, God. Am I really going to lose it on this one? God damn it. I spent my whole childhood with these four lovely ladies.
You'll get it. Think of it. They were Italian.
Give it to me.
I don't know it.
God damn you. I thought you were going to jump in there. Help me out.
Do you remember Dorothy's ex-husband?
Yeah, Stan.
Stan.
Same as my mom's ex. That's why I loved it.
That's my grandpa's name.
Really?
Yeah.
No, they both were married to Stanleys.
Well, Stanislaus.
Oh, no. Mine was just real Stan. I forget his last name. I met him once. Recently. Well, 10 years ago.
Didn't she go to, like, a funeral of someone in the house of Stan?
No. Back in Greece, where he lives. We were in Greece. And she's like, well, I guess you have to meet Stan. And I was just like... My real dad's dead, but thank God that man who's still alive wasn't my dad, because I'd be a horrible human being.
Why was he horrible?
He was just the most neurotic, sketch-brained. It was like my mom, but worse.
Like that Woodsy Allen?
Yeah, like Woodsy Allen, that neurotic fellow in all his films. It was that. And it's like they were obviously just too alike. Hmm. Whereas my mom is this neurotic, you know, again, just idiot bumbling around. I love her, but she is.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was just like strong, silent, manly man. You can see how they work together.
He's awesome. Was awesome.
Sorry. Yeah. No, he still is. He's floating around us right now. Don't you know nothing about heaven, dummy?
I know Catholic heaven.
Sorry, I'm now thinking of Estelle Getty's character name again.
Yeah,
it's pathetic.
It's on all the time, and I watch it all the time.
I mean, I can tell you about Empty Nest, the show that followed.
Didn't Dorothy marry the guy on Empty Nest?
That'd be horrible.
No. She didn't. She married Leslie Nielsen at the end. In the last episode. Yeah. It was just on the other day. That's how I know it.
I was going to say, I would have been really impressed.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I know she was just called Ma a lot.
Ma! Well, that was a bad B, Arthur. It's more like, Ma!
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. She had some real balls. All righty. This show is just a wreck by this point. I don't care. I'm looking to find...
Can you stop
Sophia.
Saying that?
Sophia.
Son of a... I knew it was something Italian.
You have no idea. We're going to have to end the show. Like, I'm not going to get over the fact I couldn't remember it, Sophia.
Well, let's peace out then.
Let's do it. Hold on. Let me dig up the outro music.
All
Give
right.
Give me a second. There we go. Hold on. It was a great show, Eva.
Thanks, John.
I'm tricking the audience. We beat ourselves up, but you know what? Turned out great. If you made it to the end.
Good for you.
Nah, good for them because they heard all of this. Not good on us.
I said good for you, the audience member.
Oh,
that's what I meant.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Good for you. Not because you accomplished something, but you consumed pure gold for 90 minutes
mm-hmm.
from a humble, talented, hung man. All right, folks, I was Papa's Basement. I am John Papa Giorgio, joined by the quite talented Eva Crixion.
Hi.
Crixion.
Crixion.
Yes. If you like the show, go to inpapasbasement.com. That's the website. It's got every episode we've ever done. But you know what really helps us? Actually, go there. There's also my writing.
Mm-hmm.
Post that crap on Facebook. Post the show as well, because why wouldn't you want your friends to know that you listen to this? Or your coworkers? I mean,
Show it off.
What content could possibly get you in trouble here?
No.
Answer, none.
None.
So blast it loud and proud in your cubicle. InPapasBasement.com. What really helps us out, though, is iTunes subscription numbers and ratings and reviews. It's incredibly difficult. I don't like scaring you off from the get-go, but even I sometimes try to make, like, fake iTunes accounts from different emails and review the show. I didn't really say that. And you know what? Half the time, I don't even know if it can be done from a phone. You might need to use a desktop computer like it's 2003 with a big CRT monitor.
What? My gateway.
One of those, exactly. One of your cow-colored gateway computers with a quad-spin CD-ROM drive, 56K modem. Dial up and rate the show.
Dial up and rate.
Find a way to leave a review for the show and find a way to give us all the stars, as the internet would say. I'll have all the stars. That's so funny. So meme-y. And last but not least, use the Stitcher app if you're a Droid user. I will not explain who uses Droids. I did at the beginning of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But sure, they are poor or foreign or a nerd.
They're really wealthy.
We talked through all of Surf Rider, I think. We're getting close.
Are we?
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
All right. Till the next one.
Bye. Later.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.